Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Merry Christmas, everyone. I am so grateful for all of your generosity and the amazing way that God, through you, has brought 1 million, which was matched by a second million, so that we can spread the mission of Our Lady this year. To spread the rosary, to help people gather around her in prayer, that more people will learn their faith, that more people will be equipped to help their family and friends to encounter the love of God. None of this could have happened without her good servants, and she is well pleased with you. So thank you. I really hope you have a joyful Christmas, and together we have a really big mission this year. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, December 26th, we celebrate the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. A striking contrast to the peaceful message of Christmas Day. Acts chapter 6 tells us, Stephen was filled with grace and power and began to work miracles and great signs among the people. But then certain Jews argued with Stephen, but they couldn't get the better of him because of his wisdom and because it was the Spirit of God that prompted what he said. They were infuriated when they heard this, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at God's right hand. And he said, I can see heaven thrown open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the power of God. At this, all the members of the council shouted out, stopped their ears with their hands, and then they rushed at him, drove him out of the city, and stoned him to death. And Stephen knelt down and said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And with these words, he fell asleep. I've always found it striking, like a dissonant note, that we celebrate Christmas with the angels proclaiming peace on earth, and we adore the helpless little baby in the manger. But then the very next day, we turn our focus to this violent martyrdom of Saint Stephen. How can the baby Jesus and the sacrifice of martyrdom be so closely linked? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christmas and the martyrdom of Saint Stephen are joined together by love. The virtue of love is the choice to do some good for someone, yourself or someone else. But if we only do good for ourselves, then we're selfish. For love to be complete, we must at times sacrifice what we want for the good of the other. This is why an essential ingredient to love is sacrifice. St. Maximilian Kolbe said, "Love lives and is nourished by sacrifice. There is no love without sacrifice." So, love has a price, and that price is sacrifice. And Stephen paid that price with his life. God is love, and his love for us is expressed most vividly by three great acts of sacrifice. At Christmas, when God emptied himself, he sacrificed himself and became really small, a helpless little baby, so that we could become something really great, sons and daughters of God Most High. And then at Calvary, when he literally offered his life in sacrifice to save us from eternal death. And finally, every time he gives himself to us in what appears to be lowly bread and wine in the Eucharist at Mass. Jesus does all this, even though there's nothing for him to personally gain. And it all comes at the price of sacrifice, because that is love. And those who call themselves Christian must embody that same sacrificial love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus taught us how to love sacrificially in three ways. First, he gave his time to people who were difficult, and that was a sacrifice. Time is money. Our time is the most precious commodity because our time is our life. So love. Give of yourself by giving someone your time. Jesus and Stephen were killed by those around him. And there are people praying the rosary with us right now who live in countries where martyrdom is a real possibility. You probably don't face being killed physically. Yet, there are people in your life that you might feel like spending time with them is killing you. There are people in your life who, well, they're difficult or boring or painful to be with. So, spend time with them anyway. Why? Because that is how Christ loved. Imagine being God, and then having to spend all those years wandering around Israel with a bunch of guys who are totally clueless, and one of them, you know, will sell you to your death. But that's what Jesus does. He spent time with us. So who is the person you find hard to give your time to? A spouse? An elderly parent? A son or daughter who's made a mess of their life? Co-worker? Who do you need to sacrifice a little time with? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus sacrificed his will to do the will of the Father. Jesus has a complete divine nature and a complete human nature. But in his human nature, he did not want to die. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked the Father to remove the cup of suffering. But it was the will of the Father that Jesus offer his life for us. So Jesus renounced his own human will and accepted the will of God. He accepted what he could not change, saying, Father, if this cup cannot pass without my drinking it, your will be done. When Stephen faced the mob, he could have run away. He could have denied Christ and saved his life. Instead, he accepted that speaking the truth would cost him his life, and he offered it up for the salvation of his murderers. Nothing happens except by what God wills or permits. While God does not will evil, he allows it as a consequence of the misuse of the freedom by angels and humans, and permits the resulting suffering, so that a greater good can be brought about. When we face what we cannot change, we encounter God's permissive will. By renouncing our own will and uniting it with his, we imitate Christ and express our greatest love for God. So what is it you can't change that you need to accept for the love of God and the salvation of souls? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third way Jesus taught us how to love sacrificially is by forgiveness. It wasn't the Jewish leaders, Pontius Pilate, and the Roman soldiers alone who were responsible for the death of Christ. As the Catechism teaches, all sinners were the authors and the ministers of all the sufferings the Savior endured. It was our sins, past, present, and future, that put Christ to death. And what did he do? He forgave us. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So if we want to show some gratitude to Jesus, some love for him, after all he's done for us, then we will forgive. We will forgive and help the person in our life who has hurt us, or the person who time and again, by their own stupid choices and irresponsibility, has failed us and made a mess out of their life. Jesus forgave his murderers, and so did Stephen. Who do you need to forgive or to help, even though they do not deserve it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. us.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, on this day after Christmas, what does this meditation make you think about?
This is a really fantastic one. I think it really, really highlights the fact that at the end of the day, love cannot exist without some degree of sacrifice. And I feel like we really want it to be something where we never have to, compromise anything that we want, but that's just not how love works. If you really love someone, you want to challenge yourself for them, you want to do what's best for them, you want to put them first. It's very giving, and I think that's not a version of love that we see right now. And we've talked about that a bit before, in the sense that people see it now as if someone's wrong, you cut them off. It's not about learning together. It's not about growing together. You should never be uncomfortable in love. You should never struggle in love. You should never have to give up something that you care about for someone else. But that's just not love.
Yeah. What do you think people mean when I hear people say, I can't stay married to this person because how could you expect me to be unhappy the rest of my life?
Mm.
What do you think they mean by happy?
Comfortable?
Comfortable?
What do you think they mean?
That they want someone to cater to their pleasure.
Mm.
That this isn't pleasurable. This is not the way I wanted it to go. You're not giving me what I want.
Mm.
I think that's at the bottom. You're not giving me what I want.
Whereas I think the situation in which someone could truly say, you can't imagine, like, how can I live married to this person, is when they know that that person is always destroying themselves. That seems like a much harder marriage, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
It's different if someone, you don't like any of the same things, you're completely different people, they're not going out of their way for you all the time, versus someone who is an alcoholic, someone who's destroying themselves, someone who's taking money from you or their children, people that are, you're just sad because they are destroying themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are such complicated, I'm not even talking about those levels, because I can't.
Let's talk about two levels, because I think this is important. So on one level, we'll take marriage, and it applies to any relationship.
Okay.
On one level, the other person is not fulfilling their end of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a friend, could be a spouse, could be a sibling, mm-hmm. could be a coworker.
Yeah.
On one level, I feel this person is not fulfilling their end of the bargain. So it feels unjust, and because I'm giving and they're not giving, this mm-hmm. feels unjust.
Mm-hmm.
That's one level. Let's take that level for just a moment.
This is really good, because I just had a great discussion on justice, and this was a big part of it, of the struggle when it's simpler for us to think about what do I owe others, but what do I do when I'm not being given what I am owed?
Yeah.
Is a huge,
yeah.
Yeah, what do you do then? What's the next moral choice?
First of all, we have justice backwards. Because justice isn't about what I get.
Mm.
Justice is about giving others what we owe them.
Yeah.
So first we have to turn it around. We're not talking about justice here.
Mm.
Justice is what I owe the other person.
Yeah.
Now, on this first level, if we're not receiving what rightfully you should expect out of this relationship, then certainly we can't be afraid of conflict, of addressing it with the other person honestly, because conflict is not dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I think it's incredibly important and good for a relationship. It's good for us.
So to be able to express honestly, hey, I feel this way and this hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that because you don't do these things, I feel you don't care for me.
Mm.
And to express that's important. But there's many times where the other person, for whatever reason, they are just prevented from doing that. Personal flaws, weaknesses, whatever. And this is where there's a line by John of the Cross that's so powerful. John of the Cross says, where there is no love, put love, and you will draw love out. Amazing line.
This is always my big solution for myself whenever I'm in a deep place of anger or discomfort of even if I can't necessarily change that person, if I just try and instead of focusing on all the ways I could take revenge on someone, if I think of one really nice act I can do, it forces me to sit in my anger in a very different way. Like, oh, you're really ticked off at your roommate today. Do the dishes for them.
Yeah.
And don't do it out of spite. Don't do it because you're really angry. Do it because it's a really kind act for them.
Yeah.
And it's not good because it will change how they feel. It's good because it will change how you feel.
And then at some point, don't avoid the conflict. Have a non-emotional, honest conversation with them about them not doing the dishes.
Which, to be clear, isn't a problem I have because my roommate is perfect and everyone knows that. I'm very serious.
Let's take the deeper level, though.
Yeah.
A relationship where the other person is doing something very destructive, harmful to themselves.
Okay, yeah.
Or doing something harmful to you.
Mm-hmm.
Love doesn't mean being a doormat. Love doesn't mean letting another person do whatever mm-hmm. they want. Sometimes the act of love is to say to them, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes the act of love, take for example in the situation where the spouse is an alcoholic. The church allows, when there's the danger of harm, or for the good of the other person, because it might cause them to sober up, not for a divorce, but the separation of bed and
mm-hmm.
board.
Mm-hmm.
The church even allows for a civil divorce
mm-hmm.
in order to protect the spouse or the children. However, they remain sacramentally married, mm-hmm. so they can't mm-hmm. enter into a new marriage.
Because there's an importance of not supporting someone's sin or to not...
Right, right.
That's where we talk about, what's the word?
Enabling.
Enabling,
yeah. So we have to look at these two levels. The first level where the person, what they're doing, they're not doing their part in the relationship. Okay. Communicate honestly. And in the end, where there is no love, put love and you will draw love out. At this second deeper level where there's real harm or danger, then the act of love is to say no, or even to separate
mm-hmm.
yourself from them.
Yeah, and I don't see all of this as a, wow, love is hard and difficult, and sometimes it's too hard, and it's just, why is it so complicated? Why does it hurt so much? I think this is one of the most beautiful aspects of love. that it's worth all of this, and that it is the sacrifice we make to other people too, that they're worth that discomfort, they're worth that pain, because that's how God sees us all the time.
Well, I will keep doing my part to giving you opportunities to sacrifice in love. Great conversation.
Great conversation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.